Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast, bringing you worldwide experts from all areas of health and fitness. We cover training, nutrition, coaching, and mindset. Welcome your host, strength and conditioning coach, 2012 and 2013 CrossFit Games champ, Michael Cashew. Mind, body, brute.
Hey, and welcome back. My name is Mike Cashew, and you're listening to the Brute Strength Podcast. This is episode 3 of 6 in the What is Brute podcast series. In episode 1, I told you the basic concept behind why Brute started in the first place. We wanted to create a team of experts surrounding all of our athletes and clients rather than just one person acting as the expert in all of the different fields within the sport of CrossFit. In episode 2, I talked to the director of strength and conditioning for Brute, Nick Fowler, and he told us about his general philosophy on training and how he creates all of our training programs. Today, I'm talking to the man that started it all, Matt Bruce. Matt is my business partner, and when I met him, he was ending his career as a weightlifter. He's a 7-time world team member for the USA. And to this day, if you talk to people like Kendrick Ferris or Chad Vaughn, and ask them who was the strongest lifter in America while you were still competing, without fail, they would say Matt Bruce. Matt had some of the strongest legs in the world at the time, and he was the only person in America that could take a snatch from ground to locked out overhead in under a second. He was incredibly fast, but what really drew me to Matt was the way that he coached and his eye for technique. I remember going into his coach, Gail Hatch's weightlifting facility, and he would work with me for a while, and he would point out things that, you know, and I had been lifting for years at the time, and he would, within a couple lifts, he had pointed out things that no coach had ever told me, and I immediately got better. Matt's philosophy on training comes from his coach, Gail Hatch. It's called the Hatch Method, which has produced 3 Olympians and more national championships than any other team in the United States. Today, he's going to tell us about his general philosophy and how it fits into the Brute program. Matty B, what's up, man? How are you?
What up? I'm good, Mikey.
Good. Let's do this. So we always say that we train the mind first. At Brute, we train the mind first before the body. In your opinion, what's the most important mental skill or mindset an athlete can develop?
When it comes to weightlifting, specifically Olympic weightlifting, I believe our athletes need to develop rituals. So an example would be, I always tell our athletes, I don't care if it's the barbell, I don't care if it's 95 pounds, 135 pounds, your setup, your mental headspace should be the exact same every single time. The way you approach the barbell, the way you lock your grip in, the way you take your breaths, everything should remain the same. It shouldn't be that when you're going for the max, you all of a sudden try to flip the switch, right? Mm-hmm. Your body's going to excel in or get into a state of flow once it continues through these ritualistic patterns, so that when the time comes to where you have to really step up your game, quote unquote, your body kind of automatically takes over because you practice it from the barbell all the way up through your 7 or 8 sets, working up to that heavy set. So that you don't get those nerves, you don't get those little small things going in your stomach. Your body just takes over naturally.
I love what you said about flow in there as well. I read a book called The Art of Learning where this guy, Josh Waitzkin, he was a world champion chess player, world champion jiu-jitsu martial artist or some kind of martial artist. And he talked about the ritual that you have. At first, it takes you a long time to get into flow, right? But by practicing this ritual over and over and over and over and over, over time, as soon as you start that ritual, you can dip into flow almost immediately. So this is a way of the practice of getting into an optimal mindset. That's great. What's your general philosophy on weightlifting, Matt?
Cool. It's hard to say general philosophy because we can talk for days. Overall, when it comes to Olympic weightlifting, we're focusing on fast twitch muscle fibers, right? So we don't count volume until the intensity is over 70%. So in essence, until you're doing 70% of your max, are we even worried about counting your volume, right? Everything before that is CrossFit. With that being said, percentages in between like 80 and 90% is where we really refine technique, right? If we can get enough really good triples and doubles and sets of four between 80 and 90%, your technique kind of takes over and your body learns what's the best technique to do these weights, right? So it makes it easier as a remote coach to teach technique by doing a lot of repetitions in that 80 to 90% range. And then also around the 80 to 90% range is when maximum output occurs when it comes to power. So we like to train in that range a lot. Other than that, general philosophy, we keep the Olympic list between like 1 and 5 reps. We don't like to go over 5 reps, particularly on snatches, cleans, or jerks, because you start training a different modality. You get out of the fast twitch muscle fibers. And then the power lifts, such as like squatting and pressing and pulling, we typically stay between like a 3 and a 10 rep range for those exercises, because that's where we feel like the athlete can develop the most fast twitch muscle fibers within those sets and reps.
One thing that I notice about your system is that it's incredibly simple, and it really relies on that thing that you brought up, which is our bodies, they want to do the least amount of work possible. So by doing these sets of 3s and 5s over and over and over and over and over, our bodies are going to trend towards the path of least resistance, the most efficient form of movement. And you use that as a way to teach people technique as well as build volume and confidence over time.
Exactly. Yeah. Typically the rule of thumb is anything over like 92% is where you see technique really start to break down. So if we can stay in that ideal range of 80 to 90% on a lot of our sets, and I'm not saying that we don't ever max out or go above 90%. We do a lot, but we typically have during our quote unquote off season, a ton of sets and reps between 80 and 90% to build that base foundation, as we call it.
So this is all good and well when it comes to pure weightlifting, but when it comes to CrossFit, we've come to understand that there's just so many more factors at play, right? The way that all of these different methodologies, weightlifting, gymnastics, endurance, et cetera, kind of interplay with one another. How has your philosophy changed since we started Brute 3 years ago in regards to training CrossFit athletes?
So I remember when you and I first started and you said, oh, just write some weightlifting programs.
Poor kids.
And I said, sure. You know, I didn't know that much about CrossFit, but Mike said, we need to get these guys stronger. I said, oh, no problem. I literally wrote workouts that a weightlifter would do, which were 3 to 4 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week. And Mike kind of just went with it. He's like, okay, like, let's try it out. This is what the weightlifters do.
And meanwhile, I'm giving them another 90 minutes to 2 hours of accessory gymnastics and endurance work.
Yeah. So we crushed our athletes. Like, they were not recovering. They were trying to trust the process, and we're trying to trust our processes, right? Because we each came from our different worlds, right? And trying to trust each other. And then finally, Mike looked at me. He's like, look, brother, we need to take this down. This is way too much for these guys to be doing. Can you simplify it? And when he first told me that, it was like kind of like a shot to my heart, because like, this is all I know. Like, I know how to get athletes stronger. I can't take out this exercise. They need this for this reason. And like, it was a really hard mental stab at me to knock it down. But it's been increasingly fun to try to figure out how can we still keep those gains, still get them stronger, but allow for all these other modalities to come into place. So yeah, the biggest thing for a simple answer would be the volume has decreased a lot, whether that be number of exercises and sets and reps for those exercises to allow for the different modalities. But that's what makes Brute fun, is because we have so many different coaches that we can pull together to work these things out, right?
Right. And we've had to really look at, like, overall, our athletes are still doing an enormous amount of volume when it comes to weightlifting. But before, we weren't counting the volume in the middle of Metcons, right? We weren't even considering that. So now they do less volume, less overall load in their weightlifting work, but they're still doing snatch, clean, and jerk within their Metcons. And so we've learned to add that total load up over each week and each month. And we make sure that that is consistent with the type of progression that we want our athletes on. How does your programming fit into the overall Brute program?
Yeah, so the way it works is our head of strength and conditioning, Nick Fowler, the Yoda, you can call him, of our strength and conditioning program, he creates the template, what he envisions for that month for our athletes. And then from that, he'll stress what are the most important parts. So for example, majority of our athletes will compete in the open, right? And then their season will start after their off season starts after the open. So their focus needs to be on weightlifting and getting stronger and building that base foundation and strength that'll carry over into the next year. So at that point, Nick Fowler will then tell me that me and Brandon Poulter, you are the leads on this project, on this month. So at that point, me and Brandon sit down and we map out all the weightlifting first. We decide what are the most important things to get them stronger for this month, and pertaining to what their goals are, right? And then after that, all the other coaches come in and fill in after us because we're the priority, right? So then Adrian comes in and Nick Fowler comes in and programs the Metcons. Nick Sorrell, Derek Stoltz come in and programs the gymnastics. Chris Henshaw comes in and programs the endurance. So it really changes on the season. So when it comes to open season, I'm the last guy on the totem pole. At this point, they just need to maintain their strength and perform as well as they can in the open. So at that point, I'm literally the last person writing in the program, and I'll have, two or three days where I got to fit in, but I have to look at what Adrian did. I had to look at what Nick did, Chris Henshaw programmed, and then I have to adapt as best as I can to keep those guys maintaining through that open so that they don't lose any gains going into the off season.
What's been the biggest thing that you've gained personally from being a member of the Brute team?
Honestly, it's caused me to be a lot more humble. When you and I started this, I was extremely cocky.
He referred to himself in the third person because his coach does that almost exclusively. But yes, you have come a long way.
So when we started, like, yeah, Mike, we got this. Like I know weightlifting. This is going to be awesome. This is how we do it. This is how we're going to excel with our athletes, this, that, or the other. And then as we brought on these elite coaches, like Chris Henshaw and Nick Fowler and Adrian and Derek and Nick, and it, like, I feel so humbled to be sitting in a room with these guys and listening to them talk. Like, a lot of times where years ago we first started, like, I was the one kind of trying to run the table because I felt like I knew everything to do with periodization and programming. And then having these other elite coaches, a lot of times I like to just sit back and listen to them talk because, you go through the stages of life, right, where there's that stage where you think you know everything. And then the next stage is where you realize you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And so if anything, this journey has caused me to realize that, I still have a lot to learn when it comes to strength and conditioning overall. And, we have the best team in the world, I feel, to learn from. So it excites me daily to meet with those guys and talk programming.
Yeah, I think that's been something that we've all felt at one point or another, right? We all came in with our specific expertise, and we see each other teaching so many things that we don't know, and it forces us to sit back and just take it all in. So what's been the most memorable moment for you within Brute?
Yeah, that's a tough one. There's a few, so I'll choose one. It would be right when Brute started to pick up some steam, and we were coaching Brooke Entz at the games. And, we were still a very young company. Me, Mike, Nick Sorrell, Adrian, still trying to figure this thing out. And we have Brooke at the game. She's a rookie that year. And, she completes the snatch ladder and actually wins the event. And at this time, like I said, if you listened back earlier, this is when I was really cocky. Like, I felt like I knew it all still. And so Brooke goes into the clean and jerk. It was a max clean and jerk. I think they got like two attempts. And Brooke looks at all of her competitors and she sees what their opening weights are. And they're all opening like 20 to 30 pounds under their best clean and jerks. And I have her set to open up like 7 to 8 pounds under her best clean and jerk. And she starts getting like a little scared. And she's like, oh, but look at what these other people are doing. And I sat her down thinking to myself, like, you know, this is just like a weightlifting event. And I was like, Brooke, you know, what did you hit 2 weeks ago? And she told me her number. And I was like, what did you hit 3 weeks ago? She told me her number. Every single one of those numbers were the number that I was going to open her with. I was like, Brooke, you've got this. Like, if anything, the weight's going to feel so light because we've put so much time working at these higher percentages at 80, 90, 85, 90% on a weekly basis. I was like, just go out there and execute. You got this. And she looked me straight in the eye. She's like, you're right. She's like, this is just another day at the gym. I remember walking away and sitting in the stands with Mike. I was so freaking nervous. I wasn't even saying anything. I was just like, I sure hope I made the right decision. This is a CrossFitter. She's been competing for 2 days, this, that, or the other. And then she ends up winning that event, the clean and jerk competition. And I remember turning to Mike and I said, well, brother, I was like, looks like my part's done. She won the snatch and clean and jerk events. When are you going to step up for this company? Little did I know, Tommy Marquez is sitting behind me. I don't even know Tommy at this time.
Oh, no shit. And I didn't remember that.
2 years later, Tommy comes up to me and he's like, Matt, you want to know the first time I've ever met you? And I was like, huh, when was that? He's like, you were sitting in the stands with Mike. I was right behind you. You told Mike what you told him. And I was thinking to myself, holy shit, this guy must really know what he's talking about.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, man, that was a different time in my life when I was a lot more cocky than I am now. But yeah, just going to the back and seeing Brooke and her running over to me and hugging me and, you know, telling me that I was right, like with those choices and how great she felt out there. I'll never forget that moment ever in my life.
Yeah. That was one of the most exciting events, that and the snatch ladder that year. That was awesome. Yep, for sure. Right on, man. Thank you, Matt. This has been great.
My
Matt
pleasure,
Bruce,
brother.
Head of Brute Weightlifting.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.